80 degrees in downtown Denver, 714 degrees here inside the studio. Stephan Tubbs, Jim Nichols, we're fighting over the temperature control. Like, Jim, it's too hot in here. Jim at the controls, Lori Kelman in the newsroom. Good evening, Colorado. Happy to have you along. Monday, September 25th, final hour of the program. Mercifully, this will end in less than 60 minutes. Jim, what's going on? It's beyond our control. Gremlins. Brockler. Brockler's fault.
Brockler Gremlins.
Brockler did something. He put some kind of computer bug. We've lost all microphones for a time. We've had no control over our sound.
Right.
What we're trying to tell you, friends listening, is who knows what the hell's going to happen until 657 and 57.
It's 700 degrees in your studio, but in the control room.
Is it freezing?
It's freezing. It's blowing right on top of me, right on the back of my neck. Yeah, whatever.
I'm so sorry. Let me cheer you up.
Right now, what are the emotions like going through your head, personally?
Shit. Shit. It's, tired of losing, man. I've been here for 7 years, and all I've done is lost. And it's frustrating.
Oh, my God. Keep the sad piano music.
That fit perfect, didn't it?
You're good. Gremlins be damned. We're not gonna fail this hour.
I know that you said it's embarrassing, but this is kind of an historic game.
I'm aware.
Third time the team has scored 70 points over 7.
What's the question? What's the question?
How do you feel about it?
I just finished telling you. Next question.
Dolphins are in that company.
That's regular season. Second down and two. A-Chain, big hole. Turns it on, accelerating. You can kiss him goodbye. 69 points on a 67-yard touchdown run.
But I'm serious. I analyze and I understand what we're up against and what we have and what we need. One thing that I could say honestly and candidly, you better get me right now. This is the worst we're going to be. You better get me right now.
Right now, what are the emotions like going through your head, personally?
Shit.
10, 32, White, going deep. Oh, he's got chosen! Beating Sertan, first six.
I don't follow Denver politics.
We are not a sports show. That's Sean Payton. Don't you get your ass handed to you like that, 70 to 20. You whatever you do, do not be mean to the people who will be recapping, say, a print journalist, a radio journalist, a television journalist. He couldn't care less.
I know that you said it's embarrassing, but this is kind of an historic game.
I'm aware.
Third time the team has scored 70 points over 70.
What's the question? What's the question?
How do you feel about it?
I just finished telling you.
Historically embarrassing.
Next question.
Here would be, and I've done sports. I've never been a true 100% sports journalist, but I've been around sports a lot in my career. I've been blessed. I've been able to do a lot. There's a little fraternity, and there is, to a certain point, you can't really write everything you'd like because you have to cover the team. Now, columnists can do... Yeah, Paul Klee did an outstanding column in the Denver Gazette late last night or early today. Woody Page has talked. He's called for the firing of Vance Joseph. I mean, look, I have always shot straight with you, whether that has infuriated you or you wanted to put me on a pedestal. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about Vance Joseph. This guy was a player at CU. He's been a defensive coordinator. Who's he been with? He's been certainly with the Texans. He was the head coach for a cup of coffee with the Broncos, and he was terrible. He was, and now is Sean Payton's defensive coordinator. Here's where you're probably going to call me a racist, and I don't care. I think the Denver Broncos are afraid of firing their defensive coordinator because he's black. Think of the PR. Jim, you don't have to agree with me. Think of the PR. Oh, there they go, firing another black head or black coordinator. You get your ass handed to you. You let another team on you score 70 points in a four-quarter game. And to the best of my knowledge, there's been zero activity at Dove Valley. The help wanted sign out looking for a new defensive coordinator. I could be completely wrong. And we're not a sports show. But, I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. In a normal situation, and maybe, it's because this was the third game of the season and not the 13th game, but you get 70, as many of the sports people that do it full-time have said today, you get a 70 burger dropped on you, and there's no change. What are you going to hope that you play better next? Jim and I were talking about this, and I know this is not a sports show, but we were talking before the program that it's extremely difficult to score against an NFL defense. I don't care if it's the Cleveland Browns or the worst team in the NFL. To score 70 points in four quarters, and truly some of the former players, including like a guy like Shannon Sharp, is kind of, if not flat out saying it, alluding to it that people gave up. Did they give up? And CU, whew, that was a stinker in Eugene, Oregon. Multiple ways, we're not a sports show. Multiple ways to get in touch with us. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Text to the studio. Dozens of texts today coming in from topics like we talked about last hour. The homeless situation. Lori just mentioned it in the newscast that, you know, this 7-day window. You've been warned. But here, instead of, you know, being, you know, tough love, it's where can we send you? This homeless encampment at 8th and Logan, it was there 3 years ago. It's 70 strong there as we speak. Maybe a little less because people are finally starting to go, well, yeah, you're right. This is just a game of whack-a-mole. I'm here. They don't want me here. There's going to be a, quote, cleanup, homeless sweep, whatever. Well, then I'll just move to another area in Denver and Decay. But a lot of text coming in on the Broncos. It's one of the reasons why I'm talking about it. I do have a programming note for you. That because of some circumstances, we were really excited, really, really, really excited to welcome in Great American Eric, the mayor, unofficial mayor of Stapleton. He was going to come in tomorrow for 4 o'clock. He's got to reschedule, so I believe, there we go. He just confirmed. He will be with us, not that you're taking notes, but he will be with us here in studio Friday, October 6th. Friday, October 6th, Big Baby will be here in studio with me, and that just happens to be his birthday. So I think that's even better. 303-696-1971 is our number. Text to the studio via the free-to-download app. Hit us on social media at Tub Show, T-U-B-B-S Show, Facebook and Twitter. 29 shows to go. I want to make it a great 29. And I'm not going to stop maybe being controversial or stop being harsh. I'm not going to stop exuding love where I think love needs to be exuded. But when it comes to this homeless sweep and tomorrow's the day, I mean, this is a city once again that has a camping ban. Y'all voted for it. It's never been enforced truly. And I keep going back to, and it's not the only article. Here's the Denver Post headline. Denver to sweep homeless encampment near governor's mansion, offer residents long-term hotel rooms. You know what the Denver Gazette reports? The Denver Gazette reports on the same story, quote, the encampment residents told the Denver Gazette many are interested in the offer, but added they also heard many have already signed up, raising worries they'll be on a wait list. That is how this city handles its homeless problem, so much so that it has gotten to the people who are the problem. It's gotten to our unhoused neighbors, many of whom take zero accountability for their actions in life, many who are drug and alcohol addicted, many, not all, many have had run-ins with the popo. Now we've taken at least via this one article. I'm not saying this is the Denver Gazette's way in which they handle the homeless crisis. But in this one article, they're interviewing the homeless and saying, will you take it? Well, and then the answer is, well, we don't want to be put on a wait list. No, instead, you'd rather just pitch your tent wherever the hell you G-damn want and just expect people to accept it. until we get tough love and make them accountable and get them into treatment, this, it doesn't matter how many hundreds of millions of dollars you throw at them. And don't kill the messenger. I guess you could, because I am the messenger, and this is my opinion. Shame on those of you in Denver that you voted in these folks that have been just kissing ass and coddling and micro communities and tiny homes. Shame on you for voting these people in, because they're not tough at all. They're more worried about whether or not they can sleep at night knowing that, well, we're trying. Shame on those of you that have zero interest in making your voices heard. Usually, traditionally, those that listen to talk radio, you're not in that group. You're not in that group. You're a news talk junkie. Many of you communicate with the program or this station. But shame, shame, shame on the Denver voters that continually vote for, you know, let's vote and tax ourselves, because this money's going to go to homeless programs. It is redonk. It is laughable. Into now the at least $1 billion. I mean, in the last 20 years, if you took all of the money, it's into the billions of dollars. And my bottom line is the bottom line. This is what you get. If my schedule allows, I'm going to try to go down there tomorrow to 8th and Logan and see, outside of the governor's flipping mansion, how things are going. I'm surprised that the city, in trying not to offend anybody, didn't call this a health issue as well. Because remember, down there on Stout, when we went down there a few weeks ago, that was kind of their get-out-of-jail-free card. Well, we wouldn't really force you to get off the streets, but friends, this is becoming a health issue. Remember? The year of the rat. The year of the rat. There are rats down there. There's trash and human feces. We can't allow that. This is a health issue. Well, if they didn't have the rats, which the rats are going to come, would they have just let it continue to fester on Stout? 22nd and Stout? And there's going to be people down there making sure, they're going to be calling those, if there's law enforcement, which there's going to have to be a DPD presence at a cleanup, that's a given. They're going to blame the cops. They're gonna blame anybody that's out there trying, you know, with sanitation or anything like that. But see, what they don't do and they won't do is they won't blame the homeless men and women there. And I'm sure it's primarily heavily men. And then to go back, and we'll take a phone call, 303-696-1971. Again, to this Denver Gazette article, which I think is just a perfect illustration of not only how people feel in general in elected positions, but also how this Denver media treats this issue. I don't know, and I got good friends still over at Devil Radio. I don't know if the likes of my friends Mandy Connell and Dan Kaplis and Ross Kaminsky and Michael Brown, I don't know if they, I don't listen to their shows because I'm doing my own. But I don't know if they're taking this "you got to get tougher" stance. But at least in this one article with the Denver Gazette, here's the lead. Homeless people living near the governor's mansion in a Capitol Hill encampment, slated to be cleaned up by the city on Tuesday, said Denver officials have offered them shelter at a hotel. Do you know what else they've offered them? Medical, dental, counseling. Drug addiction counseling, alcohol rehabilitation counseling, kitchens, beds, tiny homes, micro communities, hotel rooms that will soon be ready for those unhoused neighbors, because the city has purchased for tens of millions of dollars this year alone, motels and hotels. They will offer them job counseling. They may offer them jobs. As I've said many times, even today on the program, I don't want anybody to be homeless. But if you are homeless, Denver and Decay 2023, there's never been a better time to be homeless. And if you continually have medical and dental and lodging and food and jobs and counseling and all of that thrown at you and you still won't take advantage of it, is that our fault as other members of society? Or would that be the problem of a homeless individual, man or woman? Age doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter. Really, circumstances getting to the point where they are currently really doesn't matter. Fact is, you think it's okay to pitch a tent at 8th and Logan. You think it's okay to squat. You think it's okay to take a crap in the middle of a sidewalk. You think it's okay to shoot up drugs in Civic Center Park. You think it's okay to just leave your trash there. You think, and I haven't even mentioned, this is the first time in like 2 weeks, it became literally a national and international headline story because of the picture. You all did see in downtown Denver and Decay that full service bar, the full service liquor cabinet, but it wasn't in a cabinet, it was out. And they alleged prostitution was going on there. What is going on in this city? Let's get to Denver. Caroline joins us. Welcome and good evening to you.
Hi, Stephanie. It's Caroline. And yeah, a couple of things real quick. The city is requiring renters to be licensed. I'm guessing that's so that they can force landlords to take on more homeless people.
I don't see, but the thing is, Caroline, they're not forcing landlords, at least yet. They're not forcing, but I've said this earlier in the program. If you have multiple units, I'm not shaming you for that. Capitalism is great. If you've played your cards in life right and you can be a, quote, landlord, good for you. I hope you make all the money in the world. I don't want you to screw the taxpayer. But see, the city of Denver is getting in cahoots with these landlords. And if, let's just say, because of the economy, $2,000 a month rent or whatever, they have an empty unit. Here comes the city kissing their ass. The mayor of Denver.
Exactly.
The mayor of Denver has been crawling to kiss the ass of these landlords. Please get in cahoots with us. Let us take your empty unit and put a homeless person in there.
There's one more thing. They are going to tax your sidewalk so they can make them nice for those tents that the new homeless need to pitch in.
I never thought of that. Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate your phone call. I appreciate it very much. You know, somebody did say also, I said the square feet of your sidewalk. I've been told now, I'm not beyond or above criticism, it's linear feet. So now that we're all on the same page. Square feet, linear feet. Stinky feet. I don't care. The fact that Denver voters last November said, yeah, well, we should pay. We should be taxed on the linear feet of sidewalk in front of our place. It's just, that's such a beauty example. That is a clown show turkey award example of how stupid Denver is. So stupid. Right, Prime?
But I'm serious. I analyze and I understand what we're up against and what we have and what we need. One thing that I could say honestly and candidly, you better get me right now. This is the worst we're going to be. You better get me right now.
I know that you said it's embarrassing, but this is kind of an historic game.
I'm aware.
Third time the team has scored 70 points over 7 minutes.
What's the question? What's the question?
How do you feel about it being,
I just finished telling you.
Historically embarrassing.
Next question.
On that happy note, we've got the Friday Homestretch Film Review Film Assignment, a brand new film. I'm actually going to go with a recommendation of one of our friends of the program who I met. He just happened to be in Washington, D.C. this past weekend with us. Our friend John Martinez suggested a film that I don't think I've ever watched start to finish. It's from the early 80s. And we'll tell you all about that. You'll have all week to watch with us. Clips, trivia, more. Friday evening as we head into the weekend. In our next segment, I want to speak to you about something, not to you. I want to speak with you about something that we talked about in the 4 o'clock hour. It is a brand new spanking job that probably pays at least $80,000 a year. There's a job opening at Narcan 9 for an investigative reporter. And you will be hearing the job description. It's yet another reason why Denver is in decay. Staff and Tubbs with you. This is 710. I do not think there are any typos or mistakes in the Narcan 9 job offer description. Welcome back. Midway through the 6 o'clock hour. Friday film assignment coming up before we sign off at just before 7 o'clock. This sent to us by our friend of the program, Mike. This was an email, and I would not have seen this because I'm not looking for a job with 9 News or Narcan 9. They wouldn't hire me. I wouldn't apply, so it's all good. And I quote, 9 News in Denver is looking for a talented and committed investigative journalist to cover the crime and justice beat in the dynamic. I'm not making this up. In the dynamic city of Denver, Colorado. We expect this journalist to find investigative angles to daily stories and produce in-depth projects about crime trends and criminal justice, in particular as it relates to the equitable application of justice across all the communities that make up the 9 News audience. And maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't. Narcan 9 has an editorial mission statement, and it reads as follows. 9 News produces accurate, relevant news content across platforms, empowering people to make informed decisions for themselves and their families. 9 News is a brave space for journalists to pursue their purpose, find and tell truths, listen and amplify Colorado's diverse voices, and filter out disinformation to create understanding, accountability, enlightenment, and empathy. The core values of 9 News, did you know there were any? The core values of Narcan 9 are passion, integrity, curiosity, bravery. And are you ready for this? Inclusion. The core values of 9 News are passion, integrity, curiosity, bravery, and inclusion. As Mike, who sent me this job description, says, did you notice that none of the core values for 9 News include getting the facts right and being neutral or unbiased? Well, no. And thank you, Mike. It's hard when, you know, you're focused and working on things that relate to the equitable application of justice. Well, there's just a little wiggle room there, isn't there? And who knew that one of the core values of 9 News, passion? Okay. Integrity? Yeah. Accuracy could be one of your core values, Narcan 9, but that wasn't there. Instead of accuracy, you included the word curiosity. Instead of accuracy, you included the word bravery. Look, the gig is up to any media outlet trying to show that their employees are brave, for God's sake. And instead of accuracy, you decided that the final core value you would list is inclusion. Is it any wonder why local news ratings are absolutely down through the toilet? I mean, they're bigger than us. Don't get me wrong. We're a 5,000-watt directional signal. I don't ever know who's listening. If 14 people are listening, trust me, I am very happy and thankful for 14 people listening. But at least I'm not giving you a crock of shit. Did you know that the Stephen Tubbs Show, with 29 programs to go, our core values here are passion, integrity, curiosity, bravery, and inclusion. How about just going and doing a story and being, to Mike's point, unbiased, neutral, getting facts straight? The mayor either did this or he didn't. Tay Anderson either said this or he didn't. I was talking to somebody today. They were on with a local journalist who I know and I do respect and like. Somebody today said, yeah, I was interviewed by fill in the blank for more than 30 minutes. And they used 15 seconds. That right there, friends, is why talk radio is the best medium going today. And it has existed for decades. And God willing, it will exist for decades more. But we can have a dialogue. You can have, that's why I love having in-studio guests. Guests in general, you calling. We can play off of each other. You can say something that drives me crazy. I can say something that drives you absolutely crazy, but we can have a dialogue. Television doesn't do that. You can have somebody interviewed for 30 minutes and it's a 15-second soundbite. Why do you think so many people hate the media? You're taking me out of context. I may have said that. Yeah, those may be my words for 15 seconds, but I talked to you, brother, for 30 minutes and you didn't include anything else. Now, make no mistake. Tegna, Narcan 9 would never hire a guy like me. I think it's a mistake. Forget me, but somebody like me that would actually bring another kind of viewpoint to their totally crappy newscasts. And no one really truly wants the news looking at a man or a woman reading off a teleprompter. And just an hour earlier, they were giving you their opinion on how much they love this city or they love what the city's doing with its homeless problem. How, you know, everything is just fine. No, people don't want that. And that is one of the many reasons why. Not to mention that. By the time you watch a 10 o'clock newscast, don't you, if you are really a news talk junkie, don't you really already know what happened? You have a cell phone. Long gone are the days where you had to wait until, in this case, if it was a 10 p to 10:30 p newscast before the late shows, you don't have to wait for 10:20 to see that day's sportscast and see the highlight. Todd Helton back in the day hitting a home run to win it for the Rockies. Today, you've got that. You know that before they could even put it out on their own social media. But I constantly have tried to peek behind the media curtain for you just because it's been my life. It doesn't make me smarter than you in it, but I truly know what I'm talking about because this is the career I chose. This is the career that's blessed me. I love it. But, I mean, had you ever heard? And don't look, I'm not trying to out you, but I said earlier in the program, I know people watch Channel 9. Whether it's for a newscast or a traffic report in the morning, people are watching. But do they really know the editorial mission statement of 9 News? And do they know that 9 News' core values are passion, integrity, curiosity, bravery, and inclusion? I mean, in a gosh dang job description. First of all, I mean, they lost me at calling this city the dynamic city of Denver. Really? Dynamic? That may be somebody that's been itching to get out of Topeka. That may be something that's really going to be special to them if they're looking for a job. But again, we expect this journalist to find investigative angles to daily stories and produce in-depth projects, of course, all with the 9 News bent. I think it would serve a news director or a general manager at a television station, whether it's here or San Francisco or Los Angeles or whatever, get somebody because it's so obvious through your values, your mission statement, the style of reporting, you're going to play your sad piano music. You're going to take the side more often than not of the homeless that may be placed under arrest than the officer who actually placed them under arrest. That's just how the media is today. So why not? Why couldn't it be some brilliant news director? We're going to do this a different way. We're going to have somebody that is actually, he's our conservative reporter. He's the conservative anchor. You know, Miss Tiddlywinks that sits next to him, she may be all about, you know, wearing her rainbow pin and marching for justice and all of this stuff. Why not balance it out? That's why if there's one thing I want you to take from me when I talk about the media, never, ever, 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 never, ever believe when you hear fair and balanced. Don't. And I'm not trying to slam Fox. I used to work for Fox, for God's sake. But never believe if anybody is trying to tell you they're giving you the down the middle, unbiased report, whether it's a radio report, television, internet, a blog, a podcast, or your nightly news. Please just know, and you're smarter than this, and I'm telling you what you already know. Don't buy any of their bullshit when they're trying to tell you they don't have an angle, they don't have a bent. And if there is one station in this state that most certainly proves, how it feels every day, it's Narcan 9. Absolutely. Oh, this is great. We'll take our time out. And the man, and this is great because I can say goodbye to him as part of the farewell tour. Mike, who sent me the email, is on hold. We'll get to him coming up next. We'll also, in our last segment, give you the Friday film assignment. There was one other thing, Jim. Oh, I know. This is perfect. Talking about Narcan 9 and the bubble-headed bleach blonde that comes on at 5. This is perfect, just like our theme of Music Monday. This was a hit 40 years ago for Don Henley. Eagles coming October 5th to Pepsi Center. It's Dirty Laundry. I love happy coincidences. It's like Bob Ross in painting. There are no mistakes. They're just happy accidents. Dynamic city of Denver and core values include inclusion. To the break. Music Monday. Songs from 1983. Anybody from the class of 83 out there? 40 years ago. Jim, I need a little bit more time. I'm still filling out this online job application for the 9 News investigative reporter. So I get an email earlier today from our friend Mike, and we covered the Oklahoma City bombing together, and he was a fantastic guest earlier this year. And the lead line... 9 News in Denver is looking for a talented and committed investigative journalist to cover the crime and justice beat in the dynamic city of Denver, Colorado. We expect this journalist to find investigative angles to daily stories and produce in-depth projects about crime trends and criminal justice, in particular as it relates to the equitable application of justice across all communities that make up the 9 News audience, and then gives the editorial mission statement of Narcan 9. Among others, did you know the core values of 9 News are passion, integrity, curiosity, bravery, and no, not accuracy. Your core value is not being neutral, just to, you know, give you the fact, just the facts, ma'am. The final core value of 9 News, again, passion, integrity, curiosity, bravery, and inclusion. Because that's just how Edward R. Murrow or any of the other news legends, you know, back in the day, and they were biased as well. But at least they hit it better than today. Kind enough to take a phone call. Mike calls in right now, and I'm really, really happy that you called. Thank you, first of all, brother, for the email. I would not have seen this because I'm not perusing the Tegna jobs that are available right now. So thank you, man.
Well, you're welcome. I just thought maybe it was your perfect dream job.
Listen, here's how they hooked me, Mike. When I found out that they wanted to hire somebody to cover the crime and justice beat in the dynamic city of Denver, I'm their man. Listen, you've been a newsman a long, long, long time as well. Give me your take.
Well, there's a part of it, I don't think you could read more, but even deeper in, I think you've missed the real grain of truth.
Buddy. Please.
And that's that they said that this reporter will create empathy, understanding, and are you ready? Did you got something you can buzz or ding?
Hold, you bet.
Drum roll. Can you do your drum roll?
For you, Mike, anything.
This reporter will create enlightenment.
Mike, how does a reporter create enlightenment?
Well, I'm glad you asked because you fell into my trap.
Thank you. Stephan? I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I think that the way that you get enlightenment is you get a bunch of quartz crystals. Okay. And you go out in front of the Nine News building, and you make a prayer circle with your quartz crystal.
Do you do that with the homeless population or no?
Well, you can invite them, but I think if you want to do it Nine News' way, I think you need some wacky tobacco.
Yeah.
If you're ready for it, how about a little bit of magic mushrooms?
Because they're legal too. Yep.
Yeah, and you'll be right next to the broadcast center from heaven because enlightenment is what you're doing. I have seen jobs for ministers that weren't this religious.
Okay, here we go, Mike.
I mean, now enlightenment.
Now I read it earlier in the program, but I didn't this hour, so I'm glad. So here we go. Editorial mission statement. Nine News produces accurate, remains to be seen. Nine News produces accurate, relevant news content across platforms, empowering people to make informed decisions for themselves and their families. Nine News is a brave space for journalists to pursue their purpose, as long as it fits with the Tegna guidelines, pursue their purpose, find and tell truths, listen and amplify Colorado's diverse voices. So there's the, you know, there's the diverse word, and filter out disinformation to create. We need the sad piano music for this, and filter out disinformation. I got to change my tone here, and filter out disinformation to create understanding, accountability. Here's your word, Mike. Enlightenment and empathy. Enlightenment and empathy. Listen, you and I have more behind us than in front of us when it comes to news careers. Could you have imagined filling out a job application, or maybe even worse, sitting down with the news director at, whether it's newspaper, radio, television, and hearing in your job interview, what we're looking for is for you, Mike, or you, Stephan, to create understanding, accountability, enlightenment, and empathy. Those last two are it's stunning, Mike, but it's not stunning today.
Well, it's amazing because I interned at Nine when I was a student at CU Boulder, and I knew Carl Akers. He became my friend and my mentor. I knew him until he died. And Carl, you know, he's this crusty old guy. He didn't wear makeup. He had liver spots all over his face. He didn't wear makeup. He had the worst comb over you've ever seen. But he had this deep broadcast voice. And, you know, in the polls, he was the most popular anchor person or television personality in Denver. Hmm. Even 20 years after he was off the air,
he
still won the polls. Why? Because you believed him, you could trust him, and he was funny.
Trust.
And he told me you could trust him. You knew when he said it, it was right. And if he made a mistake, he would have corrected it. You know what he used to He took Nine from being in third place and turned it into the great station that it once was. He trained Roger Ogden, who then went on to really build Nine up, and then he built Channel 4. Carl Akers was it in Denver, and also Bob Palmer.
Bob Palmer,
but what Carl told me is he used to fire people if they tried to educate people. He said, I've been in this business a long time, and I watch for it. And every reporter that thinks that they're an educator never makes it.
Hey, man, do you mind if I read, in the moments we have left this hour, show's coming to an end, but can I read a line or two from your email?
Sure.
Mike wrote in to me earlier today, quote, Carl told me the worst thing a journalist could ever do is try to educate the public. So that's one thing. You kind of hit on that. And then at the end, you wrap up by saying, quote, Carl warned me to never try to tell people what they should believe. He was and still is the most trusted man to ever go before a Denver news audience. And it's sad, brother, that those days are gone.
They are gone. And I would say Carl's rolling over in his grave. But if I know Carl, on one hand, he's disgusted. He's shaking his head. On the other side, he's laughing his butt off at these idiots.
Listen, can you leave me? Can you? You didn't even know this, but you're now part of the farewell tour. Can you leave me with something enlightening? Don't split tens at the blackjack table.
Something like that.
What are you up to now, my man?
I just play journalist, and I'm going to refuse for once to answer a question.
That's fine.
Not my job.
What's keeping you busy?
Well, I'm doing a lot of work on humanitarian stuff, but I also got a couple documentary ideas, which is why you and I still need to do lunch.
Honestly, let's do that. I'll hit you back via email. We'll get it scheduled.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
Thank you, Mike. Listen, you made 50% of the program today. Thank you, Mike, for sending me that email. Again, this all comes from a job description. When a television station like Narcan 9 is using words like equitable, enlightenment, empathy, inclusion, you think they're going to hire somebody like me? Not me, but somebody like me? Like, wait a minute. That's not the responsibility of a reporter. The reporter is to who, what, why, where, when, and be factual. Because these reporters and these anchors are supposed to be your news sources, right? That's what they think they are. At least, I've said this 1,000 times, at least you know what you're getting when you tune in here. I tell you how I vote. I tell you what I think about things. But they want to pretend that they're just right down the middle. They're not. It's crazy, lefty, liberal Hollywood. It is time as we wrap up the program to give you the Friday Home Stretch film review. Film assignment, Jim, we'll stop that. Put my computer back up. Mike wanted a drum roll, so do I. The film suggested to me over the weekend. I have only seen maybe a few parts, and it was when I was a kid, from 1982, directed by John Carpenter, starring Kurt Russell. Next month is Halloween, so it's The Thing from 1982. Clips, trivia, more coming up as we head into the weekend later this week, about 6:45 on Friday. Gremlins and all, Jim, we did it. Great job. Jim Nichols at the controls, Lori Kelman in the newsroom for our entire team. Stephen Tubbs wishing you a safe and healthy evening. And remember our troops. Talk to you tomorrow, and good night.